Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. In November, Missouri voters approved an increase in the state's minimum wage and changes to paid sick leave requirements. Yesterday, a group of business associations filed the first legal challenge to that new law, which is supposed to kick in at the first of the year. Joining us now, Dan Shaw, Executive State Director of the Missouri Grocers Association. Thank you for your time this morning.
Megan, thank you very much. Thanks for making the time for us.
Let's start with your arguments against the law. What are you asking of the Supreme Court?
We're asking the Supreme Court to take a look at the ballot language, the physical note that was associated with the ballot initiative, and making sure all that was within the confines of the law and make sure that the citizens that voted on the bill, or on the initiative rather, had the right information to make the right decision.
Give us some sense for our listeners what your issues are with this and why you think maybe that fiscal note and some other things were not handled properly.
Well, I think that the one thing that stands out to me greatly is very clearly in the ballot language, the summary that most people read at the ballot says that it only applies to employers of 15 or more on the paid sick leave. This clearly in the if you dig deeper into the initiative, it includes every employer. So if you have two employers, it applies there as well. That's one example. We contend that paid time off and hourly wages are two separate questions, and that would violate the Constitution's single subject law. Those are the two main things. There are several other things with the physical note. They didn't take into account several things, local impact, and such. So we just want to look at, have the Supreme Court look at it and tell us whether it meets mustard or not. And I personally don't think everyone, everyone knew the extent that this ballot initiative would have on the general public.
Now, on the matter of the one subject, the head of the League of Women Voters has now said in response to your lawsuit that they believe that wages and benefits are one topic. It's all part of compensation. So I guess that's one thing that will be determined by the court. I'm curious if some of these concerns and issues could actually be tailored by the legislature and still preserve the voice of the voters.
Regardless of what happens, I think I understand your question. Regardless of what happens with the Supreme Court, I believe the business groups will be back in the Capitol trying to make sure that we find a solution to this. The people have said they want minimum wage. We can work with that. Let's figure out a way that's going to help business and help those that we're trying to help the most and not hurt them and, in fact, hurt them like this proposition would.
Are you asking for an injunction as part of this until the question is settled by the state high court?
Well, we've submitted to the high court under the premise of election law, so it'll be expedited right to the Supreme Court like we did, and we would expect them to make some determination as soon as possible. And with a January 1st minimum wage effective date, we would hope that it would be done before then so that we can take care of our employees the correct way.
Talk about what your members are saying. What are their concerns about trying to implement this law approved by voters?
Well, several of them already have paid time off policies, and some of them go further than what the state law does. But the state law doesn't really allow for any mixing of policies. We will have to review our policies and make sure they meet the state guidelines. There's that concern. There's also right now, everyone is aware of the inflation and the cost of groceries. It's not because the grocery industry is making exorbitant amount of money. It's because the cost of goods are going up all the way through. And we're concerned that, one, we're either going to have to raise costs or eliminate employees. And neither of those are really things that we want to do. We would rather figure a way, work with the state legislature, and our employees figure out the best way to provide them with these services. Most of our members already provide, pay well over minimum wage. It's a competitive market out there. And they also provide paid time off.
We're speaking with Dan Shaw, Executive State Director of the Missouri Grocers Association. You know, you talked just now about the fact that a lot of employers already pay over, but, you know, talk about the costs associated with this wage increase to businesses like grocers.
Well, our industry is less than 2% net at the end of the day. So anything that goes into operating costs are going to come out. And that's why you see the prices going up in some cases now, is because the input cost in the farm or the factory or the manufacturing process has increased. And there's really no way for us to account for that other than raise prices. And so I think what you see is the grocery industry being such a low margin, it's all based on volume. And if this goes into effect, we're going to have to make some very tough decisions. Do we increase prices? Do we reduce hours? Or do we cease operation in some markets?
Dan, you mentioned that you're hopeful that the court will have some type of decision before this would kick in just a few short weeks. What are you telling business owners in the meantime in case that doesn't happen?
One, prepare for no action. Prepare just as though they prepare every day to serve the community. Make sure they're prepared for all outcomes. We hope to have some resolution, but if not, we will continue to serve the community with a great quality product at a reasonable price.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How hard will that sick leave provision be to put into place for some of these businesses?
To understand the paid sick leave, you get 1 hour of sick leave under this for every 30 hours worked. And you don't have to give notice of when that 1 hour will be. And you can't refuse it. You have to grant it. So trying to manage a high volume grocery store and not knowing when people are going to take off, it could be an issue. The other portion of the paid time off that is really concerning to the grocery industry, and you had a lead article about food safety earlier on this morning. The fact that we can't ask why they were sick, or more importantly, are you healthy enough to come back to work? without it being a civil action, being sued for asking if you're healthy enough to come back to work, is very concerning to the grocery industry, and I think puts the jeopardy of the food safety that we provide at risk.
One last question for you. This has been brought up in this discussion is, did your groups raise these legal questions before the election, you know, which is allowed? You could see the ballot language.
We were told by legal counsel that until historically that the Supreme Court won't rule on something until the voters have decided. So it wasn't, under our understanding, it wasn't ripe for litigation.
Well, Dan, thank you so much for your time this morning and talking with our listeners.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You as well. That is Dan Schall, Executive State Director of the Missouri Grocers Association, joining us this morning to talk about their lawsuit that they filed against Prop A, the minimum wage sick pay law that goes into effect at the start of the year. We'll